We're off again to speak to a farmer in a different part of the world. Today, because it's the time of year we think about snow and reindeer, we're heading to a farm 100 kilometres north of Helsinki.
Oh, my name is Teemu Kinnari. I'm a Finnish farmer, and the farm that I own is quite old. The farm is owned by our family now 354 years.
Wow.
So, me and my wife are the 14th generation in this family line of the owners. So the farm is very old. And nowadays, what we do on our farm, we do the grain, mainly wheat, oat, rye, and barley production. And the other side of our farm is forestry. We sell food to sawmills and pulpwood mills.
How big is your farm?
It's 230 hectares. Of course, it depends where you the point of view. But in Finland, it's a quite big farm. But in a global scale, the farms in Finland are quite small.
Now, for the grain production, your growing season must be quite short, is it, because of the climate there?
Yeah, summer in Finland is very short. You can say it's 3.5-4 months from May to August.
So that's when you've got to get your crops in the ground, grow them and harvest them all in that 3-month period.
Yeah. Normally we have a lot of rain, but last summer was definitely different because there was almost no rain and a lot of sun, and the average temperature was quite high, and that was a big problem. Very hot year. The failure of crops was very, very bad.
How hot did it get?
The highest temperature was 34-35. Normally we do not have that kind of temperature at the summertime.
I read where Finland is one of the biggest oats producers in the world.
Yeah, the oat is the most important grain for us, because we have built our own oat mill. So nowadays we have our own oatmeal that we can make oat flakes and sell those to grocery shops. We are not only farmers, we are also kind of small food industry also in our own hands. We are happy that we have we have made it, because the farming by itself, the economical side is very, very hard. You can say it's very important to us that we can make all our own production by ourselves.
Tell me about the climate where you are. What can you expect during the year?
Right now, when I look over the outside the window, there's a 5 centimeters of snow, and the temperature is -2, I think. During this time of year, we normally have maybe 10, 15 centimeters of snow. From the 80s, I can remember the winter was much more colder, and you can say that climate has changed in Finland also. I can notice, I can see it in my daily work. The winter is shorter, there's not so much snow, and the average temperatures has rise, you can say that.
What are some of the biggest challenges facing farmers in Finland?
Right now, the increase of the supplies right now, I mean oil, energy, fertilizations. Next summer, when you need to buy the fertilizations, the price is 2 times more than it was during this year.
Generally, is there a subsidy for farmers in Finland?
From the EU.
What portion of your income does that make up?
About 50%, yeah, 50%. During this year, when we have the sale of crops, you can say it's about 70%.
When you get the subsidy, what is it for? How is it supposed to support you?
It's supposed to support us to keep the farming alive. Without those, you can make no farming nowadays in Europe. The price of the grain is so low that you can't produce that without any support.
Christmas is coming up. You'll be having a white Christmas, no doubt.
I hope we have a white Christmas. I'm not sure because it seems that the weather is going to be a bit warm and the rain might come.
It's been lovely to talk to you.
I want to say in the Finnish words that Merry Christmas. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hyvää joulua kaikille uuteen Seelantiin.
Merry Christmas to you too. Thank you.
Teemu Kinnari from Holala in Finland, talking to Carol Stiles. In Finland, 86% of the farms are family-run. The average farm size is 50 hectares, and the average age of a farmer is 53, younger than in most EU countries.